You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is July 19th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast on this beautiful July day here in South Florida, as it usually is at this time of the year. It's very hot and humid, but still, nevertheless, very nice day outside. So today on the show, we have a few vendors, news from vendors coming out. We have Fuzzy Face Soaps shutting down. They announced just a few days ago that they will be shutting down operations and closing up shop. Fuzzy Face has been around for a little bit of time, so we'll talk a little bit about them and some of the soaps that have come out with. I've actually been privileged to use some of their products. A new razor from Chiseled Face. Now, what's up with that, guys? Chiseled Face coming up with a new razor. Very interesting to look at. And just looking at the actual design and everything on that, I'm really impressed with the build quality on the razor itself. And just really, it's just awesome. I mean, honestly, a great vendor. You know, I've been hearing much about this razor for, you know, off and on for a few years. Just really interested in seeing what this is going to come out to, and see some of the reviews when some of these guys get these razors going on. So interesting to see that. Looking forward to hearing more about it also in the near future. In addition to that, we have, okay, if you guys are a fan of like boxing, or if you've watched the movies Jackass before in your previous life or recently, Butterbean, the actual boxer, has his own safety razor handles. Incredible to hear about that. I'm just like, as you can see, I can't say much because it's hilarious. This guy actually has safety razor handles. So I saw this on a post on Facebook just a few days ago. I thought it was pretty cool that he actually had it, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about it as well. Looked pretty interesting to see that on Facebook as well, and see throughout the forum. So yes, Butterbean, the wrestler or boxer, he does have his own set of safety razors handles that you can order, and he will autograph and all this good stuff too. So pretty cool to see that. All right, the mail call, I did get a Mag-T razor. I've been using that for a few weeks. I got some really interesting information coming out. I got in contact with the owner of the company and a couple of the people that were part of being able to make that razor in a reality. Cool concept. I'll have some more about that coming up in the future, but we'll talk a little bit about my initial thoughts. And Collector's Corner, Maestro Livi straight razors. If you're unfamiliar with Maestro Livi, he is an Italian straight razor maker that has been making custom straight razors for several decades now, I believe, about 20 or 30 years, and I think is since starting to get ready to retire, if not getting to the point of retiring. And just a few of the razors that this guy's come up with has been really, really, big for the wet shaving world, and just cool stuff, great razors, and great quality as well. So, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So recently I was just scrolling in Facebook, and I noticed that Fuzzy Face has decided to shut down shop. They're actually closing down, going out of business sale. Not much going on with the notes. I couldn't find out much about it off the Facebook post, and I didn't really reach out to the vendor himself to find out. But they're doing a 50% off sale until all the products are gone. That was today around, I'd say about 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time that it was announced, or I think around that time. And I was really shocked to see that, because I actually bought Fuzzy Face soaps back in the day, probably about 5, 6, 7 years ago. I was using their stuff. I've tried it, found it to be pretty good quality, decent scents. It did a couple false scents as well. But a little bit of a shame to see that they're going out of business. Now, they never had a website or anything. It was always an Etsy shop. But, if you are a fan of those soaps, I would highly recommend picking one of them up soon, because you may not be able to get them anymore, at least brand new, or at least directly from Fuzzy Face himself. And that brings up the question that a lot of people bring up and a lot of people talk about. It's like, oh, another wet shaver going out of business, or another wet shaving vendor going out of business or something. And that means the industry is this and that. No, guys, it doesn't, because it is a difficult industry to do. And if you think about it, if you're making soaps and you're doing this stuff at home or part-time, it's a huge business when it comes to time management. I mean, you have a lot of people that are going to message you. I can tell you right now that if you talk, call up Douglas Smythe of Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, that guy will tell you he probably gets close to 20 to 30, maybe even more, PMs on Facebook, emails, inquiries about product and stuff. And that's a full-time job in itself just to answer the questions and be there. And knowing that if you don't answer the questions and you're not supportive to the customers, that you'll be, you know, basically put out there as you're not supportive, you have no customer service skills, this guy's that. And, you know, it's very difficult to just make a soap and be able to sell it without having to be there 24/7. You know, being anybody being in a position of sales knows that today, this day and age, customer service has a lot to do with it. It's not just buying something, sending it in the mail, and that's it. It's, you know, maybe the majority of the customers might do that, but there are a lot of customers asking questions and asking you and inquiring about scents and performance and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's just a big deal, and it is a very difficult business to be into, especially when the return may not be that much. You know, if you think about it, to sell $1,000 worth of soaps at $20, that's a lot of soap you have to sell to be able to make $1,000. You're talking 10 soaps, 200, 20 soaps, 400. You're talking about, you know, 50 to 100 soaps just to make, you know, a regular salary that some people might be able to make just, you know, working a regular day job. And that's a lot of work, a lot of shipping, a lot of stuff like that, a lot of customer service, a lot of emails. So think about it, guys. That could be a reason. It could be, you know, that. It could be a lot of other things. But some of the small vendors, it is a difficult business to be into. And, I fully understand. So Fuzzy Face, I do salute you. You've made some great stuff in the past. And I've used it. And I've actually been privy to trying your products. So it's a shame to see you going. Hopefully we see you again soon. And guys, if you do have those soaps, hold on to them, or if not, purchase them now, because they may be gone for good. So definitely take the opportunity to get them now. Moving along now, Chiseled Face came out with a new razor, and really interesting to see that they came out with something along the lines of what they did. Now, looking it up just now, I'm just going online, I'm scrolling through, and this is how I do a lot of things. You know, there's a few, a select few razors coming out. And that's why it's just getting to the point where you may not be able to get one right away, but you might be able to get one in the next, you know, several months. I think there's only a limited edition for these razors right off the bat of maybe 10 or 50 or 25 or something like that he came out with first. You know, I'm looking it up now. And it's just, I think it's even off the site. I can't even find it. Because I actually, you know, guys, the way I do my research is I'll be scrolling through stuff and I'll just like screenshot it and then look at it and just say, hey, look, you know, this is awesome. This is what I found and this is it. And then I go through later on and I'll do that. You know, I'll find more stuff or whatever. And that's how I honestly find my, you know, keep my notes and for the podcast itself. So I'm looking it up right now. It does look like it's a partial titanium razor. Looks like there was a lot of time put into this razor as well. You know, just looking at some notes, a lot of time put in from Chiseled Face and just how they did it and how they came up with this new concept. So really excited to see the initial reviews on that, especially when a vendor or somebody in the business goes ahead and says, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to build my own piece, right? My own razor. You know, I've been making soaps. I understand the soap business. I understand, you know, what the wet shavers are looking for. And I'm going to go ahead and build my own razor upon, you know, what I think is good. You know, you've seen Sterling do that. You've seen Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements do that. You've seen, you've seen a couple companies like, other companies going out and they're doing it as well, and they're just coming up with razors that are just, hey, look, I want Razor Emporium for one example. You know, the guy fixes millions of razors or thousands of razors a year, and he said, you know, I'm going to come up with my own straight safety razor, take a design that's been, you know, in the past and improve on it because I think this is going to be ample and this is going to be great for my customers and for the demand for the wet shaving world. So really interesting to see that. And just to see that what these guys are coming up with, and just to see, and just it's really exciting because it is fun. You know, it is a fun business to be in, and to see this. So if you haven't checked it out, I'm looking it up right now, and that's kind of why I'm going on a little bit too long on this, because it's actually off the website. So I'm not sure if it's not there anymore. You know, I'll check Facebook real quick just to see if they have it. You know, I apologize because I had the link all set up and to go, and I can't find it right now. So it's a little bit on the outs right here for this razor. But I was really interested in it. It looked like titanium. And just to see like yet another soap maker come up with a razor, it's really interesting, and I'm just really excited to see that as well. So, I mean, guys, if you haven't seen it, Chiseled Face, if you're not a fan of their soaps or if you've never used it before, be ready, because now it's definitely you're going to see something really cool when it comes to the razor at World 2 coming from them, because I was really, really intrigued by the razor itself. So moving along, guys, and you know, it's really interesting to see, you know, a celebrity come up with a razor. Now, I don't know if you want to consider Butterbean a a celebrity per se, but he was a professional. Actually, guys, sorry about that. I found it, the Chiseled Face titanium razor. It's an actual TI, 100% titanium. And these razors are made 100% in-house by Chiseled Face. So I hate to go off the beaten path now and change up what I was talking about, but this is really important. I finally found the link, and I apologize. 15 razors, all sold out, 100% made in USA. And we're looking at all of it done in-house by the Chiseled team work, and just really just keeping it just real. I mean, honestly, this is really interesting. No clog treatment or no clog design. And as of yet, they have no name for the razor. So yeah, check it out, guys. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Really awesome to see this razor come out. Sorry, I do apologize for going off and not being able to find it prior, but I just found it now. So awesome. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to see it. Okay, so moving on with Butterbean. Okay, Butterbean safety razors. Butterbean was on Jackass the movie. He beat up, I believe it was Johnny Knoxville or somebody else when he back in 2000, 2001, or 2002 when that movie first came out. And Butterbean was really known to be one of those heavier boxers that would just knock people out within a few minutes or in the first round, and really couldn't handle too much more than that. He did get beat up quite a few times. But he does have his own line of safety razor handles, which is pretty cool. So if you haven't seen that, guys, check it out. It does come with, the person that posted on Facebook says it comes with an autographed card every time you buy one. So he is very active in the business. So check it out. Butterbean safety razor handles, and they look actually really cool. So when you get a, if you get a moment, if you're a fan of Butterbean or you even know who he is, just know that there is something for the wet shaving world out there involving him. All right, guys, and to talk more about the Mag-T razor, you know, the Mag-T razor, I talked a little bit about it last week. I did purchase one. I got it actually relatively very fast. I got it within 2 days of ordering, which is very nice, and just been messing around with that razor with the magnets in and everything, and I have to say, it is a little bit more on the aggressive side. I was a little bit shocked that this razor would be made for the masses, but it was so aggressive. You know, it was really aggressive, especially for head shaving. And I guess it's that open comb design. So I will say this, be a little bit hesitant if you do get this razor when you start using it, and understand that it might be more aggressive than you might be accustomed to or you might be expecting. So yes, great razor. I think it's going to be a big hit in the wet shaving world once people can get over the design. It is a little bit more of an unorthodox design with the handle. It is a little weird, and the razor is made in India with a Zamek cover or chrome finish. So it's not stainless steel or anything like that, but that's what also would keep the price down to around $50. Packaging was great. Razor came nice, came with blades, and you know, I've been using it for a few days. I'm going to get more in detail with that in a written review. I did get a hold of the company itself and was able to find the founder, which there isn't very much online about it, and I'll get you guys more information here in the next few weeks. We're going to be doing a review article on it soon. And it should be really, really a good one too. I don't think I've read anything else about this razor other than a few people with reviews. So it's out there. It's cool. And the reason why, you know, I picked it up, like I mentioned before, it's something different. It's a different design, a different take on it. They put magnets in it instead of, you know, so the actual top cap itself, it connects itself by magnet. So there's no screw. there's no clip or anything like that. It's a magnetized razor, and they feel that that keeps the razor or the blade sharper longer. I'm not sure if I'm following them on that yet, but after I get a few weeks with the razor, I'll probably be able to tell you guys more and see if that's really the case. So yeah, be on the lookout for more information on the MagT razor. On Collector's Corner this week, we have Maestro Livi straight razors. If you are unfamiliar with Maestro Livi, well, then you probably aren't into the custom straight razor world. He has been around for several decades and has been probably one of the most influential people in the straight razor world. I mean, honestly, being able to make custom straight razors before custom straight razors were a thing and still be able to make them to this day. I think he's still making them to this day. I think he might have stopped as of 2020 with COVID. It's been slowing down a little bit about it, and I really didn't look too much into it. But, you know, just looking at his stuff, I'm really a fan. It comes in great, you know, packaging box. He does everything by hand, everything himself. And he was actually recently interviewed as of 2020 with a couple magazines out there. So yes, he is still making razors. And the best part is they are great razors, and they're really the original custom razor out there. You know, I've heard Lynn Abrams talk highly about him. He actually met him when he went to Italy and got a razor made in front of his, you know, right in front of him, that was gifted to him by Maestro. So, you know, honestly, just that itself is just a story that you'll never see again. You know, you may not see that in the wet shaving world ever again when it comes to straight razors with most of the, you know, modern technology and stuff. But, you know, just to know this, that Maestro Livi razors, you know, some you can get a couple of them for about $700 to $800, but a lot of them go into the thousands and continue to stay there in that value. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a Maestro razor drop down less than that. And just knowing that, you know, when you get that razor, it's completely handmade by Maestro himself, and he puts a lot of time and effort, and there are no two razors alike. So, guys, we got to see Maestro Livi. With more information, you know, one thing, I've never used one of these razors. I've never been able to purchase one or had the opportunity to. And, you know, to be quite frank, it's a little bit out of my price range at the moment. You know, I've bought some expensive stuff in the past, but right now I'm kind of holding off. You know, I haven't really purchased anything this year with the exception of the MagT razor and a couple of things. But I'm keeping it real lean, just because I got to use up my stuff. I mean, I got so many soaps and stuff. I got to use it up and start really enjoying it before I don't have it anymore. I mean, before it goes bad, or, you know, before, I don't know. I'm just starting to let some of the stuff go too, and then just get, you know, really, you know, I guess you get to that point in wet shaving where you just start to, you really know what you like, you enjoy it, and you start using it all the time. You know, I have like 3 straight razors that I use on a, you know, pretty often, 3 safety razors that I use. You know, I do love vintage stuff more so than ever, but I just don't use them every day because I like, you know, I like my 3-piece safety razors. I like my Dovo straight razor. You know, I'm a real big fan of them, and I use them quite often. So, you know, really just having fun with that and just enjoying what I have. And I've been going to a lot of the same soaps as well, and just knowing that you're using a soap instead of letting it sit there. I mean, I've had some soaps that have probably been sitting in my countertop for like 3 to 5 years. I'm going to be honest with you. And it's just, that's how it is. You know, it's just like, oh man, you know, I go to what I like, and I guess I'm starting to go old school, or I'm just starting to get, you know, I guess a little bit more along the lines of knowing what I like and just enjoying consistently good shave. Now, one thing I do keep doing is I keep using, you know, classic shaving equipment. So I haven't stopped that. I always use a brush. Always use a safety razor or straight razor. And I'm always using, you know, high quality soap or cream and aftershave as well. So, I mean, I'm never going to stop doing that. But, you know, will I keep purchasing everything I can find? Probably not anymore. I think I've tried mostly everything out there, and a lot of the new stuff that's coming out, you know, I'll get when it comes time, when I start using some up. My goal was to use at least 1 or 2 soaps completely and then post that picture on the podcast. Completely done. Like, I have a whole soap empty done. I'm going to actually toss that container out and start being able to buy more stuff, right? Got to make room, so I got to use it up. All right, guys, and that concludes the show for this week. You know, I really appreciate you guys listening, you know, consistently for the last 5 years. It's been great. We're having a great time. Going to continue to do so and keep enjoying the Wet Shaven World as well. So, guys, until our next show, which will be in 2 weeks from now, which will actually be the 2nd of August, believe it or not. As always, remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the Wet Shaving World and letting us use his platform. And most of all, you guys, the listeners. I'll see you on the 2nd of August. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.